I'm joined by an activist from the centre of Aleppo. You're calling yourself an anonymous Syria, you're a pro-democracy activist. Can you just give me an idea, first of all, how much of the city the Free Syrian Army controls?
I estimate that the Free Syrian Army controls nearly between 25 to 40% of the city.
And which areas are they strongest?
They are strongest in Sahur and Hanano residentials, because in the west eastern of the city.
But in your area, is the government in control?
Yes, my area is under government control currently.
And what have you seen today?
Since the morning, we have been seeing helicopters flying over the city. They were firing from machine guns towards the FSA held neighborhoods. Unfortunately, this gunfire haven't targeted the Free Syrian Army fighters only, but they targeted civilians. So we have many civilians died, who have died today because of the indiscriminate shelling on their neighborhoods.
Just describe which neighborhood that you saw those helicopters firing?
I saw the helicopters firing above Bustan al Qasr, Al Fardos,
which is in the southwest, right?
Yes, southwest to the center of the city.
And what do you fear is going to happen in the next day or so?
Well, we are expecting an imminent military campaign on the city, particularly on the FSA-held neighborhoods. We fear that there will be massacres around the city. Unfortunately, because there was a sharp peak in the number of martyrs in the city in the recent days.
Why do you fear it's about to happen?
Because it happened elsewhere. It was systematic every time. So there is no reason to believe it won't happen here.
But is there any evidence that the troops and equipment is arriving from elsewhere?
Yes. There were videos all over the internet, and particularly YouTube. Activists have filmed many reinforcements arriving at the city. So this is evident.
You say that the Free Syrian Army controls 25-40% of the city. How long do you think they can resist?
Well, given the Battle of Damascus, the regime was able to retake Damascus in 1 week. I would say that the regime will be able to retake Aleppo in 1 week, unfortunately, because the Free Syrian Army is outgunned and outnumbered, so it will be difficult for them to hold territory in the face of the tanks and helicopters and armored vessels.
What kind of equipment does the Free Syrian Army have? What weapons is it in control?
Well, the main arms are the Kalashnikovs, Russian Kalashnikovs, if you know them, and the Free Syrian Army have RPGs too. They have Dushka, a little number of Dushkas. So they have they have to fight tanks.
Do they control any tanks?
Yes, they took control of one tank in Sahur neighborhood after the crew of that tank escaped. They escaped their tank because two other tanks were destroyed by the Free Syrian Army, the Frisian army only use RPG against the tanks. They have no heavier weapon to use against the tank.
And what's happened to civilians? Are they fleeing Aleppo?
Well, many families have fled their homes where in the FSA controlled neighborhoods because they fear the imminent military campaign against their neighborhoods. They were relocated to some schools, and the dormitories of University of Aleppo were opened for families. So some families have gone to the dormitories. Most of them, I think, were relocated inside the city. I don't think many have gone outside the city.
And are there any signs of sort of government tanks on the, nearby? How close do you think they are?
No, in the area where I live, there is no visible tanks, but there were tanks around the stadium of Aleppo in Hamdaniye district, which is near to Saladin.
And what's the atmosphere like on the streets?
Well, many people stay in their home. They are feared of the imminent military campaign. There is also a shortage of benzene and heating fuel. So the traffic on the streets is reduced to 25% of the usual traffic.
You must be very scared.
Yes, I am scared because well, I live in a district and in a district where not much fighting is expected, but we don't know if the Syrian regime will round up activists during the military campaign on other neighborhoods.
What kind of precautions are you taking?
Well, some activists have changed their homes. Some activists don't take any precautions. For example, me, I'm staying in my home for now. But there is a real risk that the regime may round up all activists.
When do you think it will start?
Well, the military campaign is imminent. It's expected any time from now until Sunday.
Okay. Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.